This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. And the first question is, how do you feel, and do you think you'll be able to play this week?
Yeah, guys, I'm feeling good. You know, just, you know, rehabbing it, treating the shoulder as much as I can throughout last week, this weekend, and, you know, so we'll see if I'll be able to play. Right now, I'm still taking it day to day, and, you know, hopefully I get to practice this week and play on Sunday.
Do you find it at all helpful to see the game from afar live when you're going through these injuries?
I mean, you know, I want to be out there, to keep it simple, guys. I want to be out there with my teammates and try to win games. You know, I've experienced being, you know, hurt and unhealthy last year, you know, and obviously hurt my rookie season. So, you know, I'm done. You know, I'm tired of missing games. I just want to be out there and, you know, be part of the reason that we win. And, you know, that's all I want to do. I just want to play football with, you know, my teammates.
Your coach today said to the media that he would consider giving up play calling duties. He said he's thought about it for the last 4 years. How would you feel if he gave up play calling duties?
You know, if he decides to do that, you know, obviously I'm comfortable with, you know, Adam calling the plays, and it's been that way for about a year and some change now. So, you know, but obviously it's his decision.
What did you see from Joe Flacco? Like, not from a, like, a learning standpoint, or just kind of figuring it out. What was it like to see him play?
Yeah, you know, watching Joe play was cool. You know, just obviously, like I said before, I wanted nothing more than to be out there. But, you know, watching Joe play, you know, he just has such an easiness about him, you know, on the sideline, and even pregame. So, you know, just to be able to, you know, go out there and stay calm and stay poised. I think, you know, that's something that I definitely learned from him.
We have Steve Young on before you every week, and I asked him this because I just want to know what a quarterback thinks. So as I'm sitting in my living room watching what happened to Dak Prescott, I got sick to my stomach. But you actually do the same thing as Dak. What was your reaction, and do you think of things like that when you're on the field?
No, I mean, you never think as a player that it's going to happen to you. You know, I was actually able to watch it live as well, and it's awful, you know, whenever something like that happens to really any athlete, because, you know, as professional athletes, we all know, you know, there's kind of a common knowledge of what we go through and how much actually is poured into a single season and really even a single game. And, you know, I'm sure everyone knows how much Dak has poured in, you know, to this season. And, you know, for him to, for this to happen to him, you know, it's heartbreaking, and, you know, it's nothing you ever want to see in professional sports at all, or in any sports, you know, for that matter.
I literally had to turn away from the TV. I mean, did you have that same reaction?
Yeah, it was bad, guys. You know, I was watching it, and I actually didn't notice it at first. You know, I think Tony Romo didn't either. You know, the way he reacted, he thought it was a cramp. I saw him holding his calf. I didn't even see his foot, you know.
Me too.
My teammate that I was, you know, watching it with, he reacted, you know, he's like, oh, you know, and he just turned away from the TV. He couldn't even look at it, and I just didn't even see it, and they showed the replay, and that's when I caught it. So it was, you know, it's in any, really in life in general, guys, you know, you hate to see injuries like that.
Have you ever been in a game where an injury like that happened?
No, I mean, you know, not that I can remember. Obviously playing football, a lot of different things happen on the football field that I'm not even aware of sometimes if I'm playing or if I'm on the sideline. So, but yeah, man, it's a crazy sport. Things happen, and obviously wishing him nothing but the speediest recovery. And, you know, I'm definitely shooting some prayers out his way.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, just, you know, talking to you over the years, and we mention this every week, you've won your whole life. I mean, can you believe that after week five, you're sitting here and your team is 0-5? Could you have ever envisioned it going off the rails like this?
No. You know, quite frankly, it's, no. You know, as a competitor, you know, it's tough to... You know, obviously every single week we prepare so, so hard. You know, the coaches, the organization, the players prepare so, so hard to win every single game. And, you know, to be winless, it's not fun. And, you know, we're doing everything that we can to prepare just as hard and to win this week. And, you know, I truly believe we have a good team. You know, we just got to put it all together. And I think that's what it takes. You know, it's a couple plays in the first half, offensively, defensively, and even on special teams. You know, we have a couple plays in the first half and a couple plays in the second half where things don't go our way. But, you know, we just got to put a full game together, and I think once we do that, we'll get a win.
Yeah, because that's the way it is, I guess, in football, right, that you just can't afford to make those mistakes. But does it become a self-fulfilling prophecy where you try so hard not to make those mistakes, but they become inevitable? It seems like you shoot yourself in your foot. Do you kind of expect it to happen now?
No, you know, no one goes out there expecting that to happen. I think for us, it's just, like you mentioned, I mean, we got to play loose, you know, have fun, cut it loose a little bit, you know, for, you know, it's a game, you know, you're supposed to go out there, have fun. And, you know, when you score a touchdown, celebrate with your teammates and, you know, defense makes a big play, you know, that sparks the offense to go out there and score. It's, you know, it's a game where, you know, all three phases really feed off each other. And, you know, I definitely think we can do a better job of that in the future.
Sam, Gay said today that if you saw us practice, you wouldn't know our record was 0-5. Are the practices better, Sam, than what you guys have put on the field?
Yeah, you know, practices have been really good. I think, you know, the energy has been awesome. You know, we got great guys in the locker room who are going to compete, you know, 24/7. And again, it's just about, you know, it's about translating, you know, what we do in practice and executing in the game.
Now, last year you were in a similar situation, awful start, but then the team did put it together in the second half because you guys didn't quit. But is there a fear that you can't do that again, or are you still confident that despite the losses that you could still not lose it mentally and the coach doesn't lose the team?
No, we're confident. We're confident in ourselves. We're confident in our coaches. Again, we got to put together a good week of practice, prepare the right way, and mentally and physically prepare to, you know, prepare to win a game on Sunday. You know, that's what it's about, and that's what we're going to do.
Talking with Sam Darnold, the Jet quarterback. Jet, Sam, I don't know how much you allow the outside noise to penetrate your bubble of preparation and trying to get better from the shoulder, but there's actually talk now. Gee, if the Jets have the first pick, should they go with Trevor Lawrence? Should they stay with Sam Darnold? First of all, can you believe this is happening? And do you understand why people are having that discussion?
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, keep controlling what I can. You know, I'm going to play football. You know, I'm trying to get my shoulder right, get healthy, and go out there, play football, and have fun doing it.
Are you still feeling pain in the shoulder?
You know, there's pain every now and then, but, you know, I'm feeling a lot better. And the encouraging thing is it's getting better every day. So, again, just got to stay on top of it.
Are you throwing?
You know, I threw a little bit today. Okay. You know, just going to try to, you know, stay on it. You know, again, like I said, it's getting better every day. So just got to keep, you know, stay on top of my schedule and making sure that, you know, I'm treating it, you know, as much as I need to and doing all the right things to make sure that I can come back in a timely manner.
All right. Continue progression with that. We thank you, Sam, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.